Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Rescuers are racing to find survivors in the rubble of thousands of buildings brought down by a 7.8 magnitude earthquake and multiple aftershocks that struck eastern Turkey and neighboring Syria yesterday. Officials now say the quake has killed at least 6,200 people, and that total is expected to rise. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In the eastern Turkey town of Nodagi, grief-stricken residents pass by a truck where dead bodies are. Ali Silo has retrieved the bodies of four Syrians who had lived there, including two of his relatives, from the rubble of their collapsed homes. Silo says, "We were able to escape. Thank God nothing happened to us." He and other residents had worked to lift the debris and recover the bodies on their own. Nearby, the AP found Nilüfer Sarıgöz waiting for help to retrieve the remains of her sister and her children. She says if they, the rescuers, had arrived yesterday, Monday, they would have been saved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in Ukraine say Russian shelling has damaged a hospital and apartment buildings ahead of what officials in Kyiv say is a brewing Russian offensive planned to coincide with the anniversary of its invasion last year. Authorities say Tuesday that shelling in the northeastern town of Ivanchyk caused multiple fires, including at its two-story municipal hospital. Ivanchyk is in the Kharkiv region, which was occupied by Russia after its full-scale invasion began February 24th and subsequently retaken by Ukraine during a late summer counteroffensive. The anticipated Russian push may seek to recapture territory Moscow lost in that counteroffensive, but military analysts expressed skepticism about the potential impact of a Russian assault. This is VOA News. Later Tuesday, U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address to a divided Congress since he took office. Associated Press correspondent Donna Water has this preview.
The president is expected to offer a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition before a politically divided Congress. On the eve of the president's address, GOP House Speaker Kevin McCarthy challenged Biden to come to the negotiating table with House Republicans to cut spending as part of a deal to raise the debt ceiling.
President Biden wants Congress to raise the debt limit yet again, without a single sensible change to how government spends your hard-earned money.
Biden has insisted that he won't negotiate on meeting the country's debt obligations. And while COVID-19 has eased at home, Biden is expected to turn his sights to the deadly opioid epidemic, mental health, gun violence, and police abuses. The parents of the Memphis man recently beaten to death by police officers are expected to be in the audience. Donna Water, Washington.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman said Tuesday the suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down by a U.S. fighter jet belongs to China and not the United States. At a news briefing, Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning, when asked if China wanted the balloon's instruments to be returned, said the balloon is not American, adding that Beijing will continue to defend its legitimate rights and interests. The balloon incident prompted U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to postpone a planned trip to China scheduled for this week, a trip intended to mend relations between the two powers. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Monday that meeting could still be held.
I suspect there will be opportunities going forward for the secretary to engage in that face-to-face diplomacy. After all, we didn't cancel this meeting. We postponed it. We postponed it until such a time where it would be appropriate for the secretary to travel to Beijing to have the type of meeting that we hope to have, a meeting that could help to establish a floor under the relationship and a meeting where we could discuss everything that's of interest to us and many issues that are of interest to the rest of the world as well.
More than a dozen people have been killed by a series of landslides in southern Peru. Authorities say several others were injured or missing amid the disaster, which was triggered by several days of heavy rains in the region. Several villages were buried under tons of mud and rocks, with the hardest hit area being the Nicolas Valcarcel municipality in Cumaná province. The disaster is the latest crisis to hit Peru, which has been plagued by massive protests since the ouster of President Pedro Castillo back in December. Dozens of people have died and hundreds have been wounded in the unrest. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.